I was looking at the text this week, and, well, the gospel text is attractive for two reasons. First of all, it's the only command that we have for Mary, do what Jesus tells you, which I think is pretty good. I'm happy to do that. That's sort of the beginning and the end of my Mariolatry. And the other is just that the story tells us that it was ever thus, that you have if you have a party that serves wine, you save the best for first because nobody notices it later. But when I was thinking about where I was going to go with this group of texts, I'm sure it will come as no particular surprise that I'm looking at 1 Corinthians 12. I sometimes wonder if I'll ever get tired of preaching and talking about spiritual gifts, and I'm pretty sure the short answer is no, I won't, because they are so critical to our understanding of what it means to be part of a community. Because the thing that I see every time I look in this passage, sometimes more obviously than others, is that part where it says there are different kinds of workings or different kinds of gifts, but the same God works all of them in everyone. Because I think it's important for us to remember, or to be reminded, really, I think, that everybody gets spiritual gifts. You don't have to ask for them. They come with the Spirit, and the Spirit comes with you, or comes along when you move into that relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives gifts to the people who are in that relationship. And some of the gifts are the kind of thing you see all the time. Some of the gifts are sort of used when they're needed. And as we look at the list here, and there's lists in 1 Corinthians 12, and there's Romans 12, and then Ephesians and Peter. If you put all the lists together, it's not an exhaustive list. I'm sure I told you the story of one of my professors once who was preaching in a chapel about spiritual gifts, went from A to Z, and a spiritual gift for each one. V was volleyball, by the way. I'm not entirely sure there's a spiritual gift to volleyball, but I'm not entirely sure there isn't either, because I don't know. What I do know is that the spiritual gifts are given to each of us. And it seems to me, as I watch people using gifts, as I read the scripture, and church history, and my own experience with people, is that it's not even a matter of you're given a spiritual gift, or even more than one spiritual gift, and then that's what you have for the rest of your life. It seems to me that the gracious Spirit gives the gifts that are needed for the time to the people who are able to use them. When this church was filled to the brim, whenever years those were, you had many people. It'd be easy to see how, well, if that person has a gift of giving, that one has faith, that one has wisdom, or whatever it might be. But the community of faith is smaller now, but it's still a community of faith. And a community of faith lacks nothing for what it's called to do. That's how it works, because the Holy Spirit is still here just as much as in the 80s or whenever it was. The Holy Spirit is giving those gifts just the same way. And all of the gifts that this spiritual community needs are here. They're here, they're online, because our online people are a critical part of our community. I don't mention it enough that your presence through Zoom means that our community is bigger than what we can see, and it's a wonderful reminder of the larger picture of the church. When we're small, it's easy to think that's all there is. Just small. Small church, small God, small everything. But we're reminded that there are people who are with us, worshiping with us, that we can't see because through the wonders of technology, proving that it isn't all awful, they are worshiping with us. They are part of our community. In the same way as if somebody was sitting at the back because they were worried they were communicable and they were sitting out past the glass. You can't see them, but they're still here. They're still a member of the community. And the spiritual gifts that are given for the use of the community. We have gifts of faith. We have gifts of giving and prophecy and discernment of spirits and healing and all these things in this list. And if you go into Romans, there's a few different ones. We have all of those, and we have them that this community might be as effective as it can be for as long as it is. And so when we think of spiritual gifts, as I've said before, we tend to get hung up. Okay, I shouldn't say that. I grew up in a denomination that tended to get hung up on some of the flashier ones and the ones that they didn't like. One of the great minds of the denomination I grew up in, speaking about tongues, said, ask not, what was it? Ask not, refuse not, you better not. Which gives you some idea of what they thought about that particular gift of tongues. That goes back to 1906, and it was still a problem when I was growing up in that denomination. We don't look at gifts that way. What we look at gifts as is, what is it that we have been called to do that we are better at doing than we would be otherwise? Because that's what spiritual gifts are. They're not magic. One of the things that you see at the beginning in the preamble of this chapter is where Paul says, you know, some of you were pagans, first of all, you know, and your influence and led astray by mute idols. You had this notion that idols and magic and all that stuff worked and you needed to do it right or nothing good would happen. And Paul's saying, no, it's not like that. The living God gives gifts to God's people for the good of the community, including the person who has the gift. We tend, as I said, to get hung up on some of the so-called flashier gifts, if you will. Gift of prophecy, which can be looking into the future. There is some of that, but mostly prophecy is what I do. Prophecy is about helping people know what Scripture is saying for them today, or knowing what God has for us today. And that's what preaching does. When Bev preaches, that's what she brings, is what her understanding of what those texts mean for us for that day, for that week, for this time, this season of life. But the other gifts are just as important, because as Paul goes on in the next part, talking about how the body hangs together and we can't just do without any part, it's the same way with the gifts. And in these days of considering our future and considering our options, we have to be careful that we don't think that we don't have those spiritual gifts anymore, that we're missing something critical, and if only we had it, everything would be great. Because that's not the way it works. That's not what God has for us, a limping off into the sunset. The Holy Spirit is here as much as ever. There's never been a time in the life of St. Mark's as a faith community where the Holy Spirit has not been here, from the days at the beginning to today and everything in between. And that Holy Spirit has been giving gifts to everyone that we might continue to be effective. We might continue to care for each other, because some of these gifts are gifts of pastoral care, where we believe for each other. We have faith on behalf of each other when some of us are struggling. There's special gifts of faith. There's gifts of healing, which is tough for us to believe, but they are there. Sometimes that healing is healing of what you're thinking, of that despair that you might be fallen into at the realization that a friend of yours is gone. Someone can bring healing to you just by talking and listening. And there are some people that are given that in a special way. And that's that gift. The sermon title just sort of, in one sense, sort of takes care of everything. Because it says gifts for everyone. Because that's how it works. It isn't like a birthday party where the birthday person gets all the gifts and everybody else looks at them. And when we're adults, we don't get goodie bags anymore, so we don't leave with anything, which seems just a little unfair. Although I must say, if you do give out goodie bags at an adult birthday, which I have done, the delight is well worth it. That's all I can say. It's just such a wonderful moment to go back to where we were. We all get these things. We get what it is that we need so that we can play our part in the ongoing health of this spiritual community, this community of the people of God. And if that changes shape, and we're going to be talking about that at the annual meeting and at the congregation meeting afterwards, if that changes shape, if it looks different, it's the same God. People haven't been worshiping here in this space since Jesus ascended. There was a time when this started. New things can happen at any time. And when new things happen, just like when the usual things happen, the Holy Spirit is there, providing the gifts that we need to accomplish what it is that we are called to do as a community of faith. And that's be faithful. Amen.